Just
on the line, we'll come right back to you. As you can see, latest visuals on your screens of the Mizan Chowk where this explosion has occurred. Total carnage, as you can see on your screens. A large cloud of smoke has covered the area where the blast has occurred, and people are fleeing from the area after this explosion, as many participants of the rally have resorted to aerial firing also. As you can see, a smoke is also visible in the background as we are getting reports that this blast was of very high intensity, as people are fleeing at the scene, and large number of people also there gathered at the scene. As also reports coming in that an Express News cameraman was also injured in this blast. As no reports of the number of injured or the casualties so far. However, we will be bringing you more information on that very shortly as soon as the numbers come in. Now, for now, let's go back to our correspondent, Mohammed Kazim. Kazim, what more can you tell us? You were mentioning the fire brigade and ambulances have reached the scene where this explosion took place.
They have succeeded to extinguish the fire, which was broken out soon after the blast. The ambulances have reached in this area in a large number, and they are trying to shift the injured persons to Seola Sel Quetta, which is very much close from the site of blast. This blast occurred in a rally which was taken out by Imamiya Students Organization, and the participants of rally, after passing through different streets, when reached in this area, the blast occurred at Mizan Chowk. A large number of participants have sustained injuries, and we have also received reports that the cameraman of Express News, Mr. Saad, is also amongst the injured, and they have been shifted to the hospital. So far, this blast has occurred just now. So far, we have no report about
right.
the number
right.
Of injured people and the dead. So far, there is no any official version about the nature of blast.
Right, Kazim, you mentioned that this blast occurred in Mizan Chowk, and also that there is a big security checkpost at the Chowk. Any information coming in as to any of the security officials injured in this blast?
So far, we are at a little distance from the site of blast, because the participants, many participants of this procession were also armed. And they are angry, and they are firing, and they are not allowing people near to the site of blast.